Welcome to this Nutri-Ingredients podcast. The healthcare reforms that have been enacted recently by the Obama administration are having a massive effect on a number of industries, none less than the health industry itself. But the dietary supplements industry is also likely to feel the ramifications of this reform. I'm Shane Starling, and I'm talking to David Hillkrantz, who is the Research and Development and Quality Control Manager at GCI Nutrients. This reform, David, how do you see it impacting on your industry?
Well, I believe the major issue here is this healthcare reform or is it health reform? I think a lot of the discussion up till now is in terms of the financing mechanism rather than on the nature of what is at stake here, which is, I think, a paradigm shift from basically a sickness model to a health and wellness model. And I think the sooner the discussion shifts to the health aspect of it rather than the health insurance part of it, I think we're going to be able to, first of all, get the total price tag down, because right now the major solutions that are being advanced are being tainted by the input from both the pharmaceutical and the health insurance industries, both of which are basically feeding at the trough of this sickness model.
Do you feel that the dietary supplements industry had good input in terms of its views being represented when this reform was being formulated?
I think right now both the pharmaceutical and the health insurance industries have developed a very comprehensive attack mode against our nutraceutical industry. And I don't think our industry is being well represented now in the health care reform debate.
So you feel like your voice wasn't well enough heard as this reform was being put together by the Obama administration?
Exactly.
Do you blame the trade groups?
No, I think our trade group, the MPA, did as much as it could. It's just that when you're dealing with the pharmaceutical industry and the health insurance industries, you're talking about lobbying forces that are massive.
How do you counter that as an industry?
I really have no idea. I mean, we're David versus two Goliaths.
So going back to the reform, what positives come out of that reform for the dietary supplements industry?
Well, I think we need to become more effective lobbyists, first of all. And I think because the NPA is now based in Washington, D.C., I think that's one step toward that, rather than being in Newport Beach.
But in terms of any kind of filter-down effect from these reforms, I mean, insurance will be offered to a wider number of people. These are the basic ideas of the reform. Are there any direct benefits that stem from that for the industry?
Well, I think the issue of access, you know, the fact that we have 47 million people who are totally uninsured and actually an increasing number of people who are underinsured is secondary, in my mind, to the fact that the whole type of care that we're talking about is allopathic, mainstream medical care, and we need to pursue a vector more and more towards prevention and wellness and the kind of lifestyle choices that we as an industry are advocating.
Okay, thanks very much for your time, David. Shane Starling, back to Fireside West.